Thank you. Yeah. Number 38. Number 38. King Hudson.
Oh. Living Books, number 41. Number 41, let's see all three verses of this song. It's all singing out.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm here for you, God, so tonight. We've all been with you that day. God has been your Lord. God is ever glorified when we honor Him in the way of Jesus Christ. The young people who've been here over the last 24 hours, especially want to thank you. But I want to remind you of this. Don't get addicted. As Jesus said one time in a parable, you only have what it is you need to do. But we thank God for it. In the trilogy, I should say, the epic trilogy, The Lord of the Rings, there was a king who didn't have a kingdom. His name, if you read the books, or if you knew him, was Aragorn. He was not recognized in the kingdom of Gondor, though he traveled there many times. People didn't know him to be the king. And again, if you're familiar with that work or those movies, you know that the first book in that trilogy is The Fellowship of the Ring. The second is The Two Towers. And the third book is The Return of the King. When the king becomes recognized for who he is. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verse 11, that Jesus Christ came into his own, and his own did not receive him. They didn't know who he was. Here he was, the King of Glory, unknown to his subjects, and unrecognized by them. But I want you to turn your eyes to the book of Revelation. I'm going to read a passage and an extended invitation. Revelation chapter 19. What I see in this passage, what John sees, I want you to envision it with me. John says in Revelation 19, verse 11, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. If you've been with us this weekend in our studies, you know why it is that on his head were many crowns. He owns all the crowns. He's the King of Kings. He wears them all. And all the power belongs to him. And he had a name written. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike a nation. And he himself will rule with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings. And Lord, do you recognize him? Is he the Lord of your life tonight? He has all the glory there is. He is the King. One day, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. Christ is Lord. Why don't you come back tonight? Why don't you name him your Lord? Right here, right now, as we stand.